When the entire north side of the town was wiped out one afternoon, that's when they decided to buy this new fire pumper. Little Saganakatoe fought valiantly against the tragic fire, which was to strike the South Side Business District the very next year, July 12, 1872. 68 buildings went up in smoke in just 2.5 short hours that afternoon. The pumper's effectiveness was highly doubtful, but it made folks feel better to know that it was there. Saganakatoe was called upon, along with every other piece of firefighting equipment along the Michigan shore, to help fight the Great Chicago Fire toward the close of 1871. She's home forever now at the Besser Museum. Chief Saganakatoe's grave is somewhere in Evergreen Cemetery, too, its location long since obscured. He was buried by his white friends in Indian fashion, sitting up with his favorite rifle beside him. A grave robber opened the grave that same night to steal the rifle. It's hoped that Reverend Barlow, who spoke the words over the chief, knew enough more about Indian custom to kill the rifle before burying it, so its spirit could accompany Saganakatoe to the happy hunting ground. But here is another stone, one with a familiar name, Potter, E.K. We're close to the location of the famous old Potter Mill. It was on the bend of the river just below the cemetery. A quiet park now, where the Canadian geese feed peacefully. Once in the 1860s, until the demise of the lumber here, this was the location of one of the busiest mills in the town. A little tram track ran from the mill to the bay.